FWNOP is it was designed initially when I released it in 2004. It was a port knocking implementation back then. So it basically parsed an IP table's log file to try to look for connections to specific TCP ports. And if a specific connection, a sequence of connections was seen, then the local firewall was reconfigured to allow access to whatever service was being protected. Typically, that's SSH, but it could also be other things such as RDP on Windows machines and other services. But the general point, even back then and to this day also, is to reduce the attack surface that an attacker can obviously target, but still grant remote access to someone who can authenticate to the port knocking, or in this case, the SPA daemon. So we just find that the combination of scannable services, SSH, anything that listens on a TCP socket, the combination of scannable services with a zero-day exploit or other sophisticated things like password-guessing botnets, that's just too nice for the attacker. It places a very great advantage in many cases, gives them a very great advantage. And what we're trying to do is reduce the ability of an attacker to interact with a TCP-based service. So essentially, it's a way of making services dark on the internet, but still grant access to people that can produce the appropriate SPA packets.
Now, I want to circle back to that for a second, because you made an important point there. I want to make sure this is not lost on our audience. It's like, okay, hey, I don't have a password on my SSH. I have a nice long, you know, 2048-bit key. Why would I need something like this?
Yeah, so SSH is kind of the typical service that people will hide behind something like a port knocking daemon or an SPA daemon. So yeah, if you're doing key based authentication exclusively, so in that case you've configured your SSH daemon to not allow not make it feasible for a password guessing botnet to have any effect. However, if you look at SSH, I mean, SSH is written by some of the best security developers in the industry, but even they sometimes make mistakes and introduce vulnerabilities into the SSH code base. So this is not to pick on SSH. It's just an important observation that even many of the best security developers in the business can also make mistakes. So even in the case where you're doing key-only authentication, there is the potential for there to be issues, zero-day exploits perhaps, in whatever SSH daemon that you may be running. And the very act of advertising a service out on the open internet exposes that code to arbitrary attackers. That to me is a little bit too nice for the attacker. So we would like to hide. I mean, few people argue with the idea that hiding a service behind a default drop firewall is a negative thing to do for security. So what we're trying to do is extend that concept of a default drop packet filter a little bit to make it infeasible to scan for services, but also grant access through this passive one-way authentication scheme that SPA implements.